parents. The other Gemara says, Reb Lezer says, no, af b'mokam she'osru liyachad, even in a place that it says, lady, nalana v'miyachad, leave over your animal overnight with the goyim, still it's no spiritual mission. It could be muta limchor, still in that same place, it may be muta to sell to them. What's the difference? My timer. There's a svara that goyim will not live with their own animals, because if they own the animal, and if you live with it, you may make it an akara, it won't be able to have children. So goyim do not want to ruin their own animals. So even though they have a taiva to live with the animals, in certain mekaymos, it's not worth it for them. They will not do it because they do not want to ruin their own animals. But it's only if they own the animal. Whereas a Jew comes and sleeps overnight there and leaves his animal there, the goyim there for sure will live with the animal. So therefore, any place, you're not allowed to leave your animal, a Jewish animal, by the goyim overnight. But that our Mishnah says, certain places you're allowed to sell them a behemoth daka, that's still true. Because in that place, the pshat is, even though the goyim enjoy living with animals, but they will not do it with their own animal. They're afraid to ruin their own animal. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to them, because once you sell to them, they will not live with it anymore. Then the Mishnah says, Rav also retracted from his first teretz, and he holds like this last teretz. The Yomarav Tachlipa, Omarav Shayla Baravimi, Mishmei the Rav in the name of Rav, Oivikichovim Chasa Behemtishle Tieker. You see, Rav also said this answer, that Goyim are afraid of their own animals, they will not live with them, because they do not want to make them into an Akora, to make them barren, they can't have children. So therefore, that's a svara to make a chiluk. So true, there are certain places that the goyim will even live with their own animals. Therefore, the Mishnah says in that mokum, the minig is not to sell a behem medaka to a goy. But other places, you're allowed to sell a behem medaka to a goy, because in that place, the goyim will not live with them since they own the animal. However, if it's a Jewish animal that's being left overnight, then for sure they will live with the animal. Therefore, it's also b'chol mokum to leave your miyachad, your animals, with them overnight. Then the Mishnah says, of a b'chol mokum, any place, ein merchem behem agasa. You're not allowed to sell a big animal to a goy. So the question is, my timer, what's the problem? So Gemara answers that even though you want to tell me in this place that you're allowed to sell them a behem adaka, you're not afraid they'll live with their own animals, but still you can't sell them a big animal because we're afraid they'll come to do work with the big animal and they'll work with it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, so what? For never let them work with their animals even on Shabbos. Kivun dezavna kniya. Since you sold it to them, it belongs to them. It's a goyish animal now. So there's no issa. A goy is allowed to work on Shabbos. On the rabbah, if a goy rests on Shabbos, it's chayiv misa. So what's wrong with selling an animal to a goy? Once the goy owns it, let him do work with it on Shabbos. So what should be the issa? So the Gemara answers, gzeru mishum shalom u'mishum schiris. That we're afraid if we'll get used to selling these big animals to goyim, that the goyim do work with them, maybe we'll also come to rent it to them, or to lend it to them. Now, if we lend it to them, shayla, or else we rent it to them, it still belongs to the Jew, so we have to be afraid maybe the goy will rent it over the weekend, and they'll work with it on Shabbos, and then the Jew is over the Yisra of Shrisas Behemtoi. There's a law, a Jew has to make sure his animal rests on Shabbos. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid if we come to get used to selling it to them, we also may lend it to them and rent it to them. So Gemara asked the question, Shelo Kiniya, Viagra Kiniya. What's wrong if we rent or lend our animals to the Goyim? There's a Kinyan Shelo. When a Goy takes and lends it from us, it becomes a Shem Mishael, it's Chayav Anointin. Anything that happens to it, the Goy has to pay it back to it, has to pay it back. So the Sol Achru, the Goy has a Kinyan. So it's like the guys. So when he works with it, he's working with his own. So again, what should be the problem? So Gemara says, and who then if he rents it? Since he's paying for it, he has a kinyan. So Gemara says, Elo Omar Rami, Brei the Rav Yabo, the Ebo, Gzera Meshum Nisuni. There's a Gzera that the guy may come to test a Jew's animal. And like this, the Zimna, the Zavna Lo, Nhalei, Samach Leshkiya, Sacham, the Male Shabbata. Sometimes a Jew may be about to make a sale, to sell his cow to a goy on Erev Shabbos right before Shkia. The Omalei, and the goy says to the Jew, or else could be the Jew says to the guy, you know what, you have a doubt, go and test it. Go see how good it is. Go see how it could carry a lot of weight. So what happens is that the guy will load up the animal, and it's already Shabbos now, and the animal will hear the voice of the master, of the owner, and the animal will move loaded with all these packages because of the owner. And the Jew is happy with this fact that the guy is moving now, because it shows that he's a strong animal. If so, and it comes out now the Jew is over the slav of be mechamer, meaning causing your animal to move when it's loaded with things on Shabbos. Alright, turn over. And the Gemara says, Allah is that the hamechamer racha behem to be Shabbos chayev chatis. The Jew that's over the slav of mechamer, according to one man the Yom, the Gemara on Shabbos, he's chayev chatis. So really, the Torah asked the question, before Lomali, why do we have to come onto this time of Mechamer? Why don't we typically mishum the Averov Shvisas behem toy lechud? So Torah's answer is, for this small chash of Nisyoni, that may only take a few minutes on Shabbos, it will only be a love of Shvisas behem toy, which is only pure love, for that the Rabbanim will not make this big gzera. It's only because it's possible to be over a chometik and a love of Mechamer. That's when the Gemara ends off, that there's a manyam that holds to the Havah Mechamer Aracha Behem to be Shabbos Chayav Chatis. That's the Gzera. We do not want you to sell any animal to a goy, because we're afraid maybe the sale will take place right before Shabbos, and then the Jew, the owner, may be over this Isser of Mechamer. Mas give Lora Shisha Bred Ravidi, or Schirus Mikanyo, like what did you say before? Of the Etzim Isser of renting, there would not be any problem, because it belongs to the goy. Is that true? We learned later halacha that after mokim shomer lahaskir, even in a place that a Jew was allowed to rent out an apartment to a goy, but it says clearly later lerla beis divarmu, you're not allowed to rent it to him for an apartment to him to sleep on. To sleep in. Why? Mifnei shemaknas l'techa v'rechachovim. You have to be afraid the goy will bring in and avoid the zor into the house. So the question is, so what? You're going to tell me that Tchiris Kanya did such a locha. Tchiris has a kinyan, it belongs to the guy. Hoki mayil, lebesa kumayil. When the guy brings in, he's bringing it into his own house. So what should be the avera for guy to bring in an avoy desor into his own house? So Gemara says, no. Shani avodas kechovim techamiri. Could be, even if you want to tell me, maybe there is a kinyan Tchiris. The house, the apartment type belongs to the guy. But still there's an isser for a Jew to let it come into his house. Because the Pasuk says, you cannot bring into Eva a disgusting thing into your house. So even though there's a type of a kinyan as chirus, but since the mice of the house still belongs to the Jew, it's not nice for the Jew to let this come into his house. So it could be chirus as kanya, but still the Jew cannot bring it in. Maski of law Rav Yitzchok, bread or mishashio, or chirus mikanya, is it true that chirus is a kinyan? If you're tonight, we'll learn like this. Yisrael shesocha poro mikoyin. If a Jew rents a cow from a kohen, the locher is yachlenu kashini truma. The Yisrael now is allowed to feed a truma. And since the porah belongs to the kohen, and the kohen is allowed to feed a truma, so what did Yisrael not to feed a truma? And the opposite way, for kohen shesoch a porah mi Yisrael, a kohen that rents a cow from a Jew, afal pi shemazonai seho, a law, even though the kohen now has the obligation to feed it today, he's not allowed to feed it this kashin, that's the animal food of truma. Why? Because the animal belongs to a kohen. It belongs to Yisrael. Since it belongs to Yisrael, the kohen cannot feed a truma. Now the question is why? If you're going to think and tell me that Tchiris Kanya, that now that the kohen is renting this cow, it belongs to him, amai loyechlenu parvati dehu, he. Why can't the kohen feed a truma? The cow belongs to him, it's his cow, he should be able to feed him truma. Ella, rather, Shmamin, here's a good proof that Tchiris is like Kanya, that there's no Kenyan Tchiris. Even though the kohen here is renting it, but still the main owner is still the Jew, and therefore he cannot feed a truma. So the Gemara is coming out now that there's no Kenyan Tchiris. So Gemara says, if so, Fahash to the Yarmah, now that you're telling me Tchiris like Kanya, there's no Kenyan of Tchiris and Echanami, I'll tell you the reason why now let's sell something to a guy, it's gzerim mishum schiris, or gzerim mishum shayla, or gzerim mishum nisyun. You have all these three gzeris. And the Chura Gemara takes on that the same way schiris is not kanya, the same way shayla also is no kinyan shayla, still belongs to the main owner. Therefore, the reason why the Rabbana made a gzera not to sell a behemah gasa to a guy is because of all these gzeris. We're afraid if you get used to selling it to them, you may also rent it to them, you may lend it to them over Shabbos, and then the Jew will be over the Yisr Shvises Behemta. And the Wadin, you may also come to sell it right before Shabbos, and the Jew then will be over the Yisr of Mechamer when the guy tests it. The other Gemara says, Rav Ada Shori Lezvuni Chamro Ayoda de Safira. Rav Ada permitted to sell a Behem Agasa to a guy through a salesman, through a middleman, Ayoda de Safira, through a middleman. Even though the middleman is a Jew, he's a salesman, but you're allowed to sell through him. Why? Imishrim Nisuni, if we're afraid that maybe the salesman will sell to a guy, and he'll let the guy try it out right before Shabbos. Hola Yoda la Kaili, the Yoda Machmosai. First of all, the animal is not so used to the salesman. Even though the animal is loaded with goods, it will not move because of the kail, the voice of the salesman. I, Vimishrim Shevlus, he was maybe afraid he may rent it or lend it out to a guy over Shabbos. No, even the lady day, since it doesn't belong to the salesman, he only has it to sell it. Loy Moishev, Loy Moiger, he will not lend it or rent it out. So you don't have any of these gezeris. For Yoid, secondly, also, even Mishum Nisuni, Mishum Lenigla Beimuma, that the salesman will not even let a guy test it. In other words, he only has it to sell it. He doesn't want any mum to be nizgal. He doesn't want people to know exactly what's wrong with it. He keeps on selling, saying, I'm selling it as is. So, and if he can't sell it, he'll be stuck with it. So therefore, the salesman does not like to let people test it out. So therefore, there's no gzerim mishum nisyuni. Only by the owner. He doesn't care so much. If you don't buy it, then I'll keep it. So therefore, to sell an animal through salesman, it's okay. Talmud says, Rav Huna zoven hi par v'lev gechavim. Rav Huna sold a cow to a guy. Omulei Rav Chizah said to him, my time of it, my heart, how come he did like this? Our Mishnah says, you're not going to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. Omulei Rav Huna said back, Eimol l'shchita zavna. I've heard to say, maybe this guy that I sold it to, he bought a tidit. If he bought a tidit, he's going to shecht it right away. And therefore, there's no gzeris will come to work with it over Shabbos. He did not come to buy it to work with it. He bought it for eating purposes. So Rashi speaks out, I, the Mishnah, said it's also. So Rashi says, Umastisim either be behemah tameya, talking about a behemah tameya, that usually do not take it to eat. You buy it to work with, even the goyim do not eat it. Inami betori, even an animal that's edible, over meforishlei, avikachovim, to lekume koi. But the guy is saying, clearly, I want to keep it, I want to buy it to keep it. Then we have the gzeri may come to do work with it on Shabbos. But if it's a behemah, tahira, that you have right to say he's going to eat it, then it's muta. Alright, we'll stop there, continue on the next tape. Yeah. Again, test of them off the bottom Gemara, just again. The Meister was, Rafuna zoven ahu poro le'edikavim. Rafuna sold cow to an edikavim. So Omalei Rav Chizda said back to Rav Huna, my time over is Mahochi. How come you acting like this? Our Mishnah says that b'chol mokoim ein merchum lehem behem agasa. At all places you're not allowed to sell a big animal that could do work to another kechavim. And the Gemara before we have three reasons why, according to the Maskana, if you hold Tchiris and Shalas Lekanya, we're afraid that maybe you'll rent it or lend it out to a guy over the weekend, and he'll use your animal working with it over Shabbos, and the Jew is over Shvisas Behemtoi, or else we're afraid that maybe the Jew will have a deal with the guy, and right before Shabbos, when the deal is supposed to go through, the guy will say, let me try it out, and then he'll try it out on Shabbos, and the Jew will be over Mechamer during Shabbos. So those are the reasons why you're not allowed to sell an animal or behemah gasa that could do work to a guy. So Kash, how come Rav Huna sold it? So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Huna answered back, Eimo l'shchita zavna. I have a right to say, I know, tesvo from a base. I know that this guy is going to buying it for shita. He's not buying the animal to do work with it. He's not going to leave it around. He's taking it home to eat it. Therefore it's muta.
So Rashi explains, our Mishnah says, B'chol Mokim it's also. So Rashi says, either the Mishnah is talking about a behemoth Temeya, that usually even the Goyim do not eat the meat, like a horse, or else ox, other animals, that behemoth Temeya. Or else Rashi says, even by a behemoth Torah, Mefarish. If the guy tells us clearly, he wants the animal to leave it, to work with it. And then it's forbidden to sell it to the guy. But here, Rav Hun had a right to say, I'm selling it to this guy, and Lishchita, the Eibichovim is buying it to use it right away. Therefore, there's no gezeres that he may work with it, because he's not taking it to work, and it's not going to stay around, because he plans to eat it fast.